Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert
SightViews,
der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Die Interviews zur SightCity 2026.
GoSense kommt aus Lyon in Frankreich und entwickelt seit 2015 Hilfsmittel für blinde und sehbehinderte Menschen. Das bekannteste Produkt heißt Rango. Seit 2023 haben wir mehrfach Interviews darüber geführt. Rango ist ein kleines elektronisches Gerät, das am Langstock befestigt wird. Es verbindet sich per Bluetooth mit dem Smartphone und warnt dann per 3D-Audiotöne vor Hindernissen. Der Clou dabei? Rango erkennt nicht einfach nur alles in der Umgebung, sondern analysiert auch, wohin die Person gerade geht und meldet dann nur Hindernisse, die auf dem Weg liegen. Wer also an der Wand entlangläuft, bekommt dafür keinen Alarm. Das Gerät nutzt Ultraschallsensoren und kann Hindernisse auf Entfernungen von bis zu 5 Metern erkennen. Bei früheren Geräten wurde die Entfernung noch mit bis zu 2,5 Metern angegeben. Auf der SightCity hat GoSense mehrere Neuerungen gezeigt. Die Befestigung wurde überarbeitet, damit Rango jetzt an mehrere Stocktypen passt, darunter IO-Stöcke, Comde oder auch Ambotech-Stöcke. Außerdem wurde die GPS-Navigationsfunktion weiterentwickelt. Man kann nun ein Ziel eingeben und sich dorthin führen lassen. Das Herzstück der Neuheiten ist aber ein Prototyp für einen Sprachassistenten. Über das Rango-Menü soll man künftig Fragen stellen können, wie zum Beispiel, wo ist hier das nächste Restaurant? Der Assistent kennt dann den aktuellen Standort und sucht Antworten passend zur Umgebung. Man kann den KI-Assistenten auch nach der Bedienung von Rango selbst fragen, weil er Zugriff auf das Handbuch hat. Und wenn man Smart Glasses trägt, kann man über deren Kamera auch sich die Umgebung beschreiben lassen. Das Preismodell steht noch nicht fest, es wird aber voraussichtlich eine Form von Guthaben oder Abonnement geben. Im Paket enthalten sind die Noah-Ohrhörer. Noah sind offene Ohrhörer, die extra so konstruiert sind, dass man die Umgebung weiterhin hört, also zum Beispiel Autos oder Fahrräder. Wer Hörgeräte trägt, die bereits mit dem Smartphone verbunden sind, kann die Noah-Ohrhörer auch weglassen. Selbstverständlich kann man auch einen schon vorhandenen eigenen Knochenleitungskopfhörer alternativ verbinden. Für Deutschland ist seit kurzem ein Vertrieb vorhanden. Das Unternehmen TFA, Technik für alle mit Sitz in Osnabrück, übernimmt nun in Deutschland den Vertrieb, ermöglicht Testmöglichkeiten und unterstützt bei der Beantragung der Kostenübernahme durch die Krankenkasse. Laut Aussage von GoSense auf der Messe ist Rango inzwischen in Deutschland von der Krankenkasse erstattungsfähig. Now I'm here at GoSense, a company from Lyon.
Hello. Oh.
Yeah, what do you show a new product this year?
It's the same device, it's a Rango, but we added some features to it and we improved also the hardware a little bit. We actually modified the clipping so that it can be adapted to more types of white canes.
And how does it look like?
The new clip is just
a screw or a clip?
It's similar to before, you can if you want to touch. Similar, it's still a U clip like that.
Ah, okay.
And then there is a screw with like a kind of bumper that goes on the cane. Mm-hmm. Can you feel it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
A rubber.
Yes, exactly.
Rubbery.
Yeah. Okay. And so it can now adapt Comde canes, IO canes, and all Ambitech canes, and almost all canes.
But the sensor is the same.
Yeah, we continue to work on the algorithms to improve the obstacle detection, but the sensor itself didn't change. What we added this year, so we continue to integrate the guidance system. So there is a little GPS, you indicate a destination and you can be guided to the destination. And we are now showing a prototype of a voice assistant. So it's a new feature in the Rango menu. Mm-hmm. Where you can ask everything that contains the features of Rango, and it is supposed to be able to answer you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking for, you know, a restaurant, this mm-hmm. kind of. Yeah, I will.
And it looks where I are. It's the answer is located on the way that I'm
at this time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But you can also ask if you say, tomorrow I'm going to Stuttgart and I would like to know how to go from this place to this place. It will answer you. Yes, that's basically it. And it has access to many PDF files concerning Rango, so like the user manual and everything. So you can also ask questions about the functioning of Rango. Say, I don't know how to use this feature. Can you explain me? Or even ask the voice assistant, I'm not sure of what I can ask you. Can you tell me what I can do with you? And then it will explain you what's possible.
But I need to connect it with the iPhone for the app. With the app.
Yes, yes, yes. Rango always needs to be connected to the smartphone, Android or iPhone.
Yeah. And the AI feature is standard included, or have I pay monthly for this?
For now, it's a prototype, but there will be monthly fees because, of course, it costs lot of euros. Yeah.
But you don't know how much it will cost.
No, not yet. We're still adjusting the models, trying to find the best compromise between price and good results. Mm-hmm. So that's why for now I can't tell exactly. Mm. Yeah. And I think that's what we will do is to have maybe some credits that permits to use it for a certain amount of time and add new credits, maybe not with a monthly subscription. We're not sure yet.
And the obstacle detection, somebody says it works a little bit slow. I can walk very fast with it to fix a little bit the speed of the detection.
Yeah, we're working on it, and we should have improvements in the coming month. But it's not yet in the device, but we are really working on the algorithms to improve it. Mm-hmm. The sensors by itself can detect obstacles to 5 meters without any issue. But, you know, what we do in Rango is that we analyze the direction in which the user is going, you know, and detect the obstacles in 3D to be able to only warn you of obstacles that are on your path. So even though you walk along a wall, for instance, you won't get alerts for the wall. And so this is a lot of algorithms to be able to do this obstacle detection in 3D, and so that it works very well. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we improve it with time.
Mm-hmm. Many companies use cameras and AI for some functionality, but you think that's the best way with ultrasonic or laser or what's included?
I would say that the ultrasounds with our system has some advantages, which are that it doesn't require much battery, more computation power. And so that's why we were able to do a device that's very lightweight like this. Mm-hmm. And it works the same for transparent obstacles, even if the lighting condition, if there's a lot of light or not a lot of light, it works well. But what we plan to do, because the video cameras can permit to have much more information. Sometimes you want to have a detailed description of a place, for instance. Mm-hmm. So for this, what we will add is that with the voice assistant, you will be able to ask him questions, like describe me the scene. And if you have smart glasses, it will be able to use the camera of your smart glasses. Or if you don't, then it will ask you to take your phone in the hand and then to take the picture and being able to do this description. Mm-hmm. But we also think that having a camera that's always film what's in front of the user in terms of privacy concern is not always great. So we thought a good compromise could be that when you ask for something, then it uses the camera, but not all the time.
Okay, okay. And we talked many years about this product, but no one has sold it in Germany. But now you have a distributor.
Yes, yes, exactly. Now it's sold by TFA. I'm not sure about the pronunciation, but I think it's...
Technik für alle.
Yeah, exactly.
For all.
Yeah, thank you.
Technik für all.
Yes. Yeah. And so last year we already announced it, but now it's covered by the health insurance in Germany. And so now there is a distributor to be able to propose tests of the device and to sell it.
And if I order it, I get the Noor headset with it.
Yes, it's included. Yeah,
it's a big package with all included.
And of course, it can also work with other headsets. I mean, if you have hearing aids, for instance, that are connected to the smartphone, then it will work. You won't need the newer earphones, but you will be able to use your hearing aids. Or if you have Meta glasses, you can still continue to use your Meta glasses to get the audio but by default you get the new headsets also with it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Sideviews. Ein Angebot des BBSB.